Well, you might go in and check it out once, and it might not be the type of place you want to go to, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So next time you walk down the street and you hear that same Britney Spears song in a different club, you're not only going to walk, you know, avoid it, you're going to walk across the street and you're going to walk around it. You know, it's the same thing with the Geese, you know. If they hear the same riff, the same musical routine over and over and over, they're going to avoid the heck out of you, especially if you're pounding the same geese over and over and over, you're hunting the same area, yeah, and it's the same geese that are getting up and working your fields. You need to change it up. You know, you don't want to give them all your tricks in your bag the first weeks of the season. You want to, you know, keep a little ace in the hole there, keep some sounds that you've never done before.
Okay, so give us two of these different phrases, all right? Give us your goose hail call, your normal first day of the season, and then give us the Britney Spears avoidance call then, all right?
Okay, well, a lot of early season, you know, I'm just doing a lot of honks and clucks, but later in the season, you might want to mix it up with some moan clucks, some cluck moans. You're gonna do some different sounds. Like we'll do a sound they call a Willis, or there's some spit notes. So I'll show a couple different look downs. Here we go. And we got those cluck moans. And you might want to give them some like a Willis. You got spit notes. This is a great sound.
The spit notes, okay.
This sound, a good comeback call when the geese have left and you're trying to get them back.
All right, now, included in a hunt, are there calling lessons? Will you give a guy a few calling tips?
Oh, yeah, there's always calling lessons going on. The guys are sitting there, and you got little breaks between the geese, and people are always asking questions. How do I do this? How do I do that? And I usually get a couple phone calls after the hunt's over. Hey, man, I've been working on this sound, and it's just I'm not getting it. What am I doing wrong? And that's always part of it.
We're getting Tobek a little curious about hunting here. You
notice see him raise an eyebrow, especially when that goose crashed into the window.
Well, you know, I want to tell you, Robert amazes me. And yeah. If you go to our website on the resource line, he's been on. This is the fourth time being on, and it just amazes me because I know I've heard those exact sounds in the wild before. I just, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Well, if I
his talent.
To get my website guy to finish up, he'd probably help for sure.
Well, you know, when we get ours done, we'll work on yours.
Robert Strong, four-time champion caller. Give him a call at 206-714-0178. That's Robert Strong, 206-714-0178. Robert, can't thank you enough for joining us. And Merry Christmas to you, brother. And, you know, if you're ever in real need, you know, somebody to come over and take up some space on the blind, I'm your guy, all right?
Okay, we'll do.
All right, Robert.
Thanks, Robbie. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Take it easy.
See you, man.